Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, the halacha topic from Daf Samach Gimel, particularly Amud Aleph, is a fascinating one. It's a fascinating Amud, and we will entitle it, as the subject of the Daf, Paskening in Front of One's Rebbe, and the Purpose of Rabbinic Ordination, what's called in Shiva circles, Smicha, today. An hour with Daf, we learned some very strong things about someone who paskins in front of their Rebbe. The Gemara said that Nadav and Avihu were guilty of that, and they were Chayev Misa due to that. We need to understand both the halachos, as well as maybe the rationale, will be important as well. Firstly, a note that the whole Dvar Halacha is going to assume, as it seems from Shulchan Aruch, not like a fascinating comment of one of the great Rishonim, the Orchas Chaim, that quotes the Rebbe, Rabbeinu Moshe, of the Rebbe of Rabbeinu Yonah, that said that today, this whole Amud does not apply Halacha L'maisa. The Orchas Chaim in Hilchas Talmud Torah Simen Chav Dalet says, V'chol adinin shechayiv ha-Talmud l'Rav nispatlu, ki ha-svarim v'achiburim v'apirushim heim hamorim lanu. Today, we get our Halacha from the Svarim. V'achol kfi pikches ha-seichel v'asvara. V'alkei no'agu b'iram l'kvo ha-Talmud medrash la'atzmo. Talmidim in the same city of the Rabbeim would open up a base medrash, and the prohibition no longer applied. The Ma'arik raises such a possibility, quoting the Smak in Sharish Kuf Samachtes. However, the Ma'arik points out that this is not mentioned in most other halacha svarim. Both the Rambam does not mention this, and since the Ma'arik wrote his Sefer, we could add that in the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Reish Mem Beis, this Isser, which of course has adjustments between the way it was formulated in the Gemara and in the Shulchan Aruch, as we will discuss, does not mention any caveat the way the Orchas Chaim presents it. In Simen Reish Mem Beis, Siv Dalet, we will discuss a lot of halachos from Reish Mem Beis. We learn, Asa la'adam la'hoyreis lefnei rabbi la'oylam, v'chol ha'meira lefanav chayiv misa. And it's quite clear that these halachos, with exceptions, are still intact today. There was a minority group, according to Rishonim, maybe we could save those who are technically chayiv misa by being mora halacha mefnei rabo, according to those Rishonim, but nevertheless, in the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't seem that that minority opinion was accepted. There is an important opinion of Toslos on the bottom of Samach Beis on the Beis in Dibur HaMaschil Rav Chisda, and it appears as well with another dimension to it in Sanhedrin on Daf Heyam Ebeiz, which is codified by the Ramah in that same sif that we mentioned above, where the Shulchan Aruch is very clear and unequivocal about the stringency and seriousness of being Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabo. The Ramah adds, Va'afilu netiras rishus lo mahani toch sholosh parsos imhu rabo muvak. This is the position of the Bali Tosos, that when we say Bifnei Rabo would be Chayev Misa, that means not only literally in front of him. In other words, you're sitting in front of your Rebbe and someone comes and asks a Shaila and you jump and you paskin. Obviously, we're going to have to define what the word paskin means. But you jump and you paskin in front of your Rebbe. That's not only the case. But rather, if it's within 12 mil, which is approximately 12 miles, a mil is a little bit less than a mile, maybe even more, about 15 miles or so, in such a case, if a person paskins, all of that is considered bifnei rabo. And therefore, the Ramah concludes that the tilas rishus, asking for rishus, is not acceptable from one's Rebbe within Gimel Parsos. Even if he gives rishus, it will not be acceptable. This is the Maharam's understanding of Tosas on Sanhedrin and Hey Amabez, that there are Gemaras that seem to say that if you're outside of the Gimel Parsos, it would be acceptable to be Mora Halacha. And the Balei Tosfos say that those cases, like for example, on the bottom of Samach Beis Amabez, that Rav Chisda Paskin in a different city, could be explained, of Ravuna, could be explained as only a Talmud Chaver. If it was a real Rebbe Muvak, then in such a case, it would not be acceptable. Or the other explanation is, as the Balei Tosfos introduce in Sanhedrin, if the Rebbe gives Rishus. If the Rebbe gives Rishus, so then in such a case, it would never be permissible in front of him, but chutz migimul parsos, it would be acceptable. And that's how the Rama paskins in Simen Reish Mem Beis. This halacha, according to the Rama, explains an ancient custom that is shrouded in question that it still exists to this very day in the holy Batei Midrashim of Klal Yisrael, and we pray and we daven that this institution not be abused. And that is the phenomenon that yeshivos and rabbonim give smicha to its young, budding Talmudic scholars. We know the concept of smicha goes back, the Gemara describes, on Daf Yud Gimel, in Maseches Sanhedrin, the institution of smicha, which was given to Zakenim, which gave them unique, particular judicial powers. The Gemara describes that, of course, the smicha that gave them unique powers was nullified. It was a smicha that was passed down from Rebbe to only two particular Talmidim. Compare that to the amount of musmachim of Tar Vadas, or Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, Yeshiva University, or Yeshivas Mir. It was a very, very different form of smicha that existed in those days. That form of a smicha, which gave the Chachamim unique powers, for example, to judge Dinei Knossos that we don't do Bizman Hazeh, the Gemara describes, became batel. So what's behind this institution of smicha? Is it a fundraiser? Is it a way to try to create structure of learning halacha in the yeshiva? Says the Rama in Simen Reish Mem Beis Sif Yudalid, it's directly related to the above halachas of being mora halacha b'fnei rabo. The Rama says, Inyan hasmicha shenagu bizman hazeh. The chain, unfortunately, of smicha was broken. Of course, there's some who have spent a lot of time studying. There was a small moment here in Eretz Yisrael in the 16th century where it was attempted to be revived. Nevertheless, it was not successful. It was not accepted by the Chachamim. And the Rama says the subject of it today is Kedei Sheyedu Kol HaOlam Shehigia LaHara. In order that people should know that this individual has learned enough to get to be able to paskin. That's a responsibility of those who confer the smicha to make sure that those are individuals who have reached Hora. Umashimorehu Birshus Rabo Hasomcho. And then there's another point, says the Rama, to know that you're able to paskin is to give you rishus to paskin outside of three parsos from one's Rebbe. Hence, smicha is not a fundraiser. Smicha is not simply a curriculum. Smicha is something that allows a Talmud to be mora shelo b'fnei rabo, and according to the Rama, that means outside of three parsos from his Rebbe. There is one more topic that we need to address before we fill in all of the basic rules of the Isser of being Mor Bifnei Rabo and the concept of Smicha. And that is, what exactly does it mean to Paskin Ashayla? There are many parts to this question. We will only deal with some of them. Particularly, again, what can one say to somebody, if one is within three parcels of his Rebbe, according to Rama, and for those who disagree, when he's in front of his Rebbe Mamish. Firstly, our Gemara on Daf Samach Gimel Amid Aleph told us, in the name of Rava, La Frusha Me Isuro, to save someone from an Isur, then in such a case, it's going to be Mutter, and that's how we pass in Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yud Aleph. Number two is, there is a big, big Machlokis Achronim. That goes back to a machloikis rishonim, whether something, if it's black and white in the halacha, at the time of the Shulchan Aruch, it was black and white in the Gaonim. And one could argue whether today it's black and white in Shulchan Aruch, whether that qualifies as mora halacha bifnei rabo. The bottom line one should know is that it is a machloikis later achronim, whether one should follow the words of the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Mem Beis Tes, Yesh mi shekosav, the Lashon HaMechaber, there's some who write, shekol ha-kosav b'svarim mipiske ha-gonim yochel ha-horos b'mei rabo, rak lo yora dover milibo, if it's mefurish, then you're allowed to essentially quote that which is expressly written. The Shach follows this position. However, the Gra asks quite simply, based on the Ma'arik, quoting the Ma'arik, the Drisha quotes this Ma'arik, from our Gemara on Samach Beis on the Beis, that says that even Be'asa Bikutcha is going to be Asur to say in front of your Rebbe, which means even to say that eating egg with milchiks is going to be acceptable. Only in very, very prescribed cases, as Tosis, without getting involved with the details, on the bottom of Samach Beis, Amad Beis, and Dibra Maschel Rav Chisda describes, but generally, Beis HaBikucha is going to be Asur. And to this day, it is my impression that there are different traditions in this regard. One should know that there are many that are Machmer. There's an interesting tshuva from Rav Vosner and Shevet Alevi Chelik Beis, Simin Kuf Yud Gimel. Finally, we could conclude with a lamdus that will explain the most basic halachos that we just learned by getting at the core of trying to understand the basic svara of what is the isser of being more bifnei rabo. And we introduce it with one last halacha, and that is that the Pischei Tshuva in the beginning of Reish Mem Beis quotes the Shalos Tshuva Shvus Yaakov that says, Bizman hazeh, along the same lines of that Archas Chaim that we had mentioned in the opening part of the halacha, he says, Bizman hazeh, he doesn't go as far as the Archos Chaim that we started with, but the Shvus Yaakov says, Bizman hazeh, since most halachas, even if you didn't hear them from your Rebbe, are written in Svarim, the Isser to be more lefnei rabo applies to an individual who does not look up the halacha in the Svarim that came before him. It seems from the Shvus Yaakov, and others before me have made this point, that the Isser of being Meire Bifnei Rabo is the idea of a Talmud understanding his place, that he is a small cog, that for some reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him into the next generation, and he was lucky to learn from great Rabbeim and spend time Beveis Hashem, if he so merited. V'al tachzik tova ba'atzmecha, don't think that you're so special. Remember that you're a small piece, and there is a Messiah, a tremendous Messiah that precedes you. And show veneration to that Messiah. And before you give your own opinion based on your knowledge of Torah, we're not talking about someone who doesn't know. Even someone who does know, he has a requirement, says the Shvus Yaakov, to make sure that it fits in with those who answered this question before him. Of course, if there are others who didn't deal with it, he's going to have to be Madame Milsa La Milsa as his responsibility. That the Gemara describes that someone who can paskin and doesn't will be punished for that as well. That's one component of the Isser to be Mor Bifnei Rabo. We also saw that there's an Isser to be Mor Bifnei Rabo even with Rishus. Even if the Rebbe says you're on the right track, you're fine. Nevertheless, according to the Ramah, we saw Toch Gimel Parsos, there is a prohibition. But if the Rebbe gives you Rishus, then outside of Gimel Parsos, it's going to be acceptable. Maybe we could understand that there are, and explain, that there are really two components that are involved. One is the requirement for a person to show veneration to the Mesorah and understand his small place in the Mesorah. And then the other requirement is the personal relationship between Rebbe and Talmud, where the Talmud is supposed to nullify himself to his Rebbe. The concept behind that is a personal relationship between the Rebbe and the Talmud, and it's also an understanding of the beauty of the Shalsheles HaMesorah, that it's passed on from Rebbe to Talmud, Rebbe to Talmud, and if there is going to be Hefkerus, where all the Talmidim, even if they're Roy Lekach, are going to be pasking in front of Rabbeim, then the whole notion of Mesorah is going to be lost. We learned that in front of one's Rebbe, according to Tosfos and the Ramah, the veracity of our Mesorah is very much dependent on this phenomenon. That we have a way of tracing back our tradition, Rebbe to Talmud, Rebbe to Talmud, going all the way back to even Halacha L'Moshe Misinai's. And Talmud Torah is not an intellectual pursuit. Talmud Torah is a Mesorah, which requires us to do our best to apply to our intellect to plummet the depths of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Therefore, it could very well be that within three parsos, even if the Rebbe wants to give permission, he can't give the Talmud permission. Why? Because in such a case, there will be a breakdown between the Rebbe-Talmud chain that is so obvious for generations in Klal Yisrael. However, outside of three parsos, then in such a case, if the Rebbe feels that this Talmud is ro'oi lehora'a, so then in such a case, there is a need for the Talmud to go out and teach HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. There, since it's outside of three parsos, it's no longer b'fnei rabbo, it's no longer in front of the Rebbe, and whenever the two are together, it's clear who the Rebbe is and who the Talmud is, so then in such a case, the Rebbe tells him that you're ro'i lahora, then in such a case, the Talmud can be mamshich, the Masaira of his Rabbi. Be'ezer Hashem, we should be zeiche to truly be mamshich that Masaira. And now we have an appreciation also for what the Koach HaSmicha is. And we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sheloi niga larik, veloi neleid labe'ala, that us Talmidim should be zeiche to be mamshich, special Masaira of our Rabbeim. And we daven even harder that our Talmidim should be able to continue the special things that our Rabbeim have taught us. This concludes the halacha from the daily daf on Daf Samach Gimel.